T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. It's 8:07. Oh, man. Hey, you guys, it's gray outside. I don't like that.
It's been
bluebird blue all week long.
Oh, wow.
Oh boy. Oh, that's
There's
not good
breeze
news.
Breeze blowing, too.
Oh, no.
Uh-oh.
I think somebody brought a little London with them. Hi, Scott.
Oh, Scott Capurro on the phone?
Scott Capurro on the phone.
Hey, you guys.
Hi, Scott.
Hey. How are you?
Good. It's, you know, this is the first gray morning we've had all week, and here you are, Mr. Dark Cloud.
I'm actually not even in London. I'm in Dusseldorf.
Oh, you're in Dusseldorf.
Yeah, we just had Japanese food. Largest Japanese population outside of Japan in the world.
You went to Germany, and you're having
Japanese food. It was great. It was so good. Oh. Yeah, the Japanese and Germans get along really well. Who knew, right?
Wasn't Mistress Midori half German, half Japanese?
Who?
Mistress Midori from back in the day. She was the dominatrix we used to have on all the time.
Why are you bringing her up right now?
He just said the Germans and Japanese get along so well.
I don't know her ethnicity. I just know she beat the crap out of me.
You were a bad boy.
I liked it okay. Some of the stuff just was too gimmicky. Like, you know, like these little rolling things, like with little pin needle tips. I was like, just punch me already and get it over with. This is stupid.
Right. Were you bruised?
No.
Vinny's a very cut to the chase guy.
Oh, I mean, what are we doing here?
Can you just punch me out and bone me?
Just tease me with that? That's stupid.
Plus, he's so ticklish. He's so annoying. Like, even if you had him on the rack and you were tickling him, he'd find a way to twist away from you.
Probably break a limb getting away. I'm sorry, Scott.
Some
back
like
to you.
Draw it out. They like to, you know, that's all right. Some people like to draw it out. They like the long, slow sort of tickling.
Is that
and
what you like?
Stuff. But
are you into any of that SMBD stuff?
SM? You're telling my mom. Do you like M&Ms, honey?
SMBD.
I don't. I like a little PVC, if you know what I mean. I like a little rubber gear.
Oh.
I like rubber shorts. Yeah, a little rubber shorts.
Like latex stuff that's
a little latex.
Snappy tight.
Right? Yeah, I like all that.
You ever been to sex clubs in Germany? I mean, they must have just mad sex clubs.
That's where he was when he was in that...
in the cage?
In the dog kennel.
Yeah. And they made him pee in there.
I'm a married woman now. I can't talk about these things.
We're not allowed to say what happened to him.
Yeah, you're right. I just remembered.
I will say this.
Say it.
That there's a lot of variety. You can get whatever you want here, whatever you need, anytime. And the Cologne, which is nearby, is apparently the gay capital of Europe. So Etta and I might take a train there tomorrow and have breakfast in Cologne and see what it's like. You know?
Will he let you...
We don't get enough gay.
Will he let you partake in anything, or... What happens when you two go to the gay capital of Europe?
Well, we'll probably take a stroll like old ladies and then have dessert. I don't know, probably nothing exciting.
Oh, my God.
All that's over. I know, it's over. All that's done. Over. I know. So now I'm more of a diplomat. Although last night, I tried to be nice on stage last night in Berlin, and they stared at me for quite a while. Afterwards, though, the guy told me, don't worry, that's how they respond here to comedy. I'm like, all right.
So they don't laugh? Sure. They just stare at you?
A little bit, yeah, like are they anything in the room? They just stare at you. And then they clapped out at the end, but he sent me, I have it in an email, I'll show you later. In the email, he assured me that that's just how it is, so just get used to it.
Shouldn't they have told you that beforehand, really, so you were ready for the no laughing?
I think they figured I knew, and I'm like, no.
That's very funny.
I'm sure they've, you cannot shock
us. That's a good one.
I'm sure they've laughed before, that was very, I like the way you did that, the way you drew that in.
It just hurts when I smile, I can't do that.
Well, I'm trying to research Dusseldorf to find out what I can make fun of.
Well, start there.
Yeah, Dusseldorf. Yeah, but they say it like that. Well, they say it like that anyway. And then, really, everything's new here, so there's really to kind of, I don't know what to do. You guys know any Dusseldorf jokes?
I don't. I will tell you this. Of all the things I know, I don't know any jokes about Dusseldorf.
What about Bryn? Is he there? Is Bryn around?
Bryn, do you know some Dusseldorf?
No idea.
No, we're drawing a blank on the Dusseldorf jokes.
Happy
but
anniversary,
thanks for asking
by the way.
Oh, thank you. It's our sixth anniversary today. Thank you.
Wait, what is it? You told me yesterday was like your seventh anniversary.
No, it was our eighth anniversary last week for our civil partnership, and then today is our sixth anniversary for our marriage in San Francisco. The one that you didn't come to.
Why didn't I go to
that
again?
Thank you, Brian. I appreciate it. You guys were working and you couldn't be bothered. We had a little party.
Is that the one that I bought all the wine for that I couldn't go to?
No, that was in London. That was too far away.
Yeah, I don't care about you.
Yeah.
Just be sure to guilt me at every opportunity for all the things I don't do for you.
How's everything going there, you guys?
It's fine.
How are you
better
doing?
Than
you all right?
Well, I'm a little grumpy because I'm doing a low carb thing.
Oh no, not you!
Yes, ma'am.
You're not going to sleep.
No, I'm sleeping all right.
No.
What?
No, but you low carb. What are you eating?
Really, nothing. It's annoying as hell.
Like, meat and veg. Did Vinny make you do this?
Vinny was like,
I'm not involved in any of that.
You're getting a little candy coated.
I never said that to you, liar.
We need to trim a few off, Sarah. You know, you still
have to make public
appearances.
So are you not having any rice?
No rice, no potatoes,
bread,
no bread.
Oh, God. Yeah. You can have a little something in the morning and then work it off, although you sit all day at work. That's the problem. You know, you guys used to do outdoor like things, like run around and interview people. You could start doing that again.
No, you're not allowed to do that. You can't put anyone on the air without them basically signing a 5-page document. You can't even ask them after the fact, hey, can we air that? No, you can't record it. It sucks. The world sucks.
So no more donuts for you? No donuts? No chocolate covered
donuts? No donuts. No potato chips.
What do you do when you get home from work now? You just like take a nap or lay down?
I eat half an avocado.
Oh,
that's
God.
What I'm looking forward today. I'm going to eat a half avocado with a bunch of salt on it. Like, yeah.
Can you have mayonnaise in it?
Yeah, I got mayo.
Mayonnaise in the avocado?
Can
any mayo? Peanut butter or something?
Yeah, I can have I can have 1 tablespoon of natural. Who cares? Oh, my God. What's
oh, my God.
Going
You're
on?
That person now. You're that person.
I know. I hate these people, and I'm one of them now. Even this weekend, I'm going to throw a barbecue, and I'm like, okay, well, this person's a vegetarian. This person's gluten-free, and I am a keto person. Like, suck. Anyway.
You're going to get skinny. You're going to grow skinny, though, right?
Are you going to be jealous? You're the skinniest person I know.
No. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Sure,
I really appreciate that. Nice thing you've ever said to me.
You're like
but
a skeleton.
All your lady parts are going to get all skinny now.
I'm down
with
that.
You're pretty boobies and stuff.
Oh,
really?
God. So anyway, it's dead of winter in Germany right now.
It's freezing.
It's got to suck.
It's freezing. Oh, man. But it's great. I mean, the people we're here with are very nice.
Uh-huh.
And I think it's along with all of them, which is nice, because I don't think they like me. They don't talk to me very much. But anyway, I'm sure it's because they're jealous. So,
well, listen, happy anniversary. When are you coming back?
I'm sure it's good. Said no one ever. I can't, that is so dumb to say that. They're not talking to you because they're jealous of you.
I'm sure that's true.
I was waiting for you to
respond. Oh, you just snorted. I think I've ever heard you snort.
Because they're
that's
jealous.
My marriage laugh. I'm copying
marriage
my
marriage laugh.
Because they're jealous. My mother used to say, when I come home from school, I'm like, Mom, Brett and Brian Grouse, they pinned me down on the lawn again and held a spit over my face, and they called me names. She said, honey, it's because they're jealous of you.
Right.
I'm like, really? Because I'm nerdy. I'm nerdy, and I'm not very funny. And I look like a giraffe. No, honey, people are jealous of giraffes. They're jealous of your giraffe.
They can eat leaves from trees without the ladder.
And now the story is even funnier. Yeah. Now we know
it's
that.
It's nice, though, that you have, even though you didn't believe her, some part of you took that to heart. Like,
right.
Obviously they're jealous.
Yeah.
All right,
I
listen.
I hurl it at them.
Congratulations.
I told the audience last night, you're not laughing because you're jealous of me, audience. That's why you're not laughing, because you're jealous. It didn't really work. Anyway, I'll try it again tonight. I'll get back to
you. Oh, my God. Do you ever stop talking? Listen, when are you coming home? I mean, back.
March 2nd. I said it already. You never listened to me.
Oh,
March 2nd.
I don't remember
and then,
that.
I'm doing that gig that you're coming to in Novato on March 7th, the one that didn't happen before twice. Well,
yeah,
we're
I'll go to that. March 7th?
In Marin.
Yeah, I know.
In Marin. Yeah, March 7th. Yeah,
it's actually called In, I-N-N, Marin.
Let me ask you a personal question, if I could.
Oh, boy.
Sagittarius.
Do you make more for a show in U.S. dollars in Germany? Or in Novato?
Oh, much more Novato. Yes, I am. Because Yeah.
Why?
I make more money because I do my own show in the U.S. and I just, you know, usually, and I just keep all of it. And here I got to share with these hacks.
Oh.
So, you know, yeah, I know.
Oh. Right?
No, they're not hacks. They're great comics, actually. I'm really happy.
Oh, no, we know what you
said.
We heard you loud and clear.
I mean, Dusseldorf, they're all
listening.
It was
really funny. The other day I fell down. I was all bloody afterward. It was a hilarious time.
Oh, really?
Time. No,
really?
I'm just trying to tell a German joke, you know?
No. All right. My husband
are they known for their comedic sensibilities? Like, they strike me as people without that much of a funny bone.
No, they're very funny. They're very dry. Honey, are the Germans funny? They're funny, right? Germans?
Oh.
That's been sitting next to me.
Put him on. Yeah. Put him on.
Yeah, he's hold on.
They're on way. Hi, Sarah.
Hi. How are you? This is Edson, everyone. This is, in case you've never met him before, this is Scott's husband.
So we're just relaxing in Dusseldorf.
A Dusseldorf. Hey, so
yeah,
just relaxing, just chillaxing. Do you find the Germans funny?
They are. They can be funny. They can be funny. That's the expression that I would use. Yeah. But it's a nice country. It's a very nice country. Full of fun things to do. Everywhere you go.
And
especially, you know, Berlin.
Oh, Berlin was nice? I like Berlin.
Yeah, we just spent 2 days in Berlin. Now we came to the west part of the country, Dusseldorf. Yeah.
And then we fly back. Kapuho, is he behaving himself?
Yeah.
More or less?
Yeah. He makes some of the Germans.
I love you, Edson. I'll see you soon. See you in March.
Love you guys.
Okay, love you too.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you. Congratulations.
Are we still talking? Sorry.
Yeah, well, I'm just saying, you know, congratulations. That's all.
Thank you.
So on your 6-year anniversary or 5 years.
When is your next anniversary? Do you guys still celebrate that?
And your gig in Dusseldorf, where apparently they pay you in sausages.
And sauerkraut.
You guys, they pay me... They pay me in euros, which is the best they can do. That's the best they can do.
All
what
right.
can they do? Right?
Mm. Yeah. Our anniversary is this Monday. That will be 23 years on the air for Sarah and Vinny.
Wow.
Oh,
isn't that
I didn't
crazy?
Mean that marriage. Although that's great. That's adorable. Is that why you're having a barbecue this weekend?
Yes, for that. We're going to celebrate that.
Oh, that's great.
I know. It's wonderful. All right, listen, I love you very much, and I can't wait to
love
see
you guys.
In just a couple short weeks, and I'll be at your show in Novato. And one more thing.
Oh, great.
Well, there's that.
Jesus.
Well, it's been a long time since you did that.
Thought that was never going to end.
Yeah, I had this queued up.
I love those guys so much, but God.
Well, once we got Edson on the phone, I'm like, oh, I love Edson.
All right.
A SWAT team had to be called to a hotel in Buffalo, New York 20 years ago. Kiss was staying there. And at the time, a guy named Tommy Thayer was their guitar player.
He is still their guitar player.
He is. So he's lasted 20 years.
He is their current guitar player.
I see. So this had nothing to do with sex, drugs, or rock and roll. Tommy Thayer says he was sitting in his room. And it turns out he didn't like the contents of the minibar. Gene Simmons didn't like the contents of the minibar, called down, and went ballistic on them and threatened to blow up the hotel.
And that's a dude, by the way, who doesn't even drink.
Maybe he wanted, you know, there was no Toblerone in there.
That's what I'm saying. It would have to have pertained to the chips, nuts, and candy bars because he famously doesn't drink. Never has.
Mm. Well, he certainly eats. And the SWAT team came in. It's 2020, and there's a new issue facing parents. I don't know if you're aware of this, but 100 years ago, we didn't have to worry about raising the next superstar rapper. These days you do.
Oh.
The kids are all looking to get famous.
Well, that's not changed. It's just a different route you go.
But listen, they get early on. They get these people, you know, they get enough views on something, and all of a sudden there's people knocking on the door.
No, that's what I mean, though. It's very different. You used to have to leave your home in Iowa, you know. Or
head to L.A. or New York.
Where is Johnny Depp famously from? Like Kentucky or something?
Pennsylvania.
You leave and you go to Hollywood and you try to make it.
Right.
And you
not
go
anymore.
Out on casting
and listen,
calls and
parents
see what happens.
Have a tough time navigating this. You know, there's suddenly there's some guy saying your kid's got what a talent. Well, almost a million views on this Instagram. I see some real potential here. Well, listen, Vanita McCollum
Oh, is this the next big thing?
No.
Oh.
But her kid is.
Oh, all right.
And she has written a book. It's called Raising a Rapper.
Who's her kid?
Lil Yachty.
All right.
Lil Yachty. She has put out a book called Raising a Rapper. It's a step-by-step guide for parents rearing kids with dreams in the entertainment industry. Not just parenting stuff. It includes advice on how to handle financial and legal stuff. So if you have a burgeoning superstar in your home, Raising a Rapper might be the
piece
you
need. Well,
you
do. Yeah, right. It's going
to
go big.
I might have to get it. Benita McCollum. Hope he does go big. That'd be great for him because I don't know what else he's going to do. Akon, I'm doing this story because I find this absolutely fascinating.
Akon.
Can you play me some Akon music?
Akon, I believe, worked with Gwen Stefani very famously. What was their big hit? The Wee-Hoo!
Oh, yeah. Oh. Wee-Hoo!
Is that him?
Yes, it is him.
What's the name of the song?
The Sweet Escape.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's a good one.
Big hit.
All right, there you go. So that's who Akon is.
Got it.
Akon. He's got a plan to bring a futuristic city to the country of Senegal, which is where he's from.
Oh, okay.
He has now got this whole big, huge 3D rendering of this city, and yeah, it's Wakanda.
Oh.
He was...
So it's not actually there.
It's Akon... No,
visible to the eye or anything.
Well, it might be there. You just can't see it.
All right.
But he's got a big 3D rendering of it. He has been working on this for 7 years so far. it's called Akon City.
Okay.
Not Wakanda.
He named it after himself. Super.
He says he finalized an agreement. He has been working on this forever. So he has finalized an agreement for the city and secured the land. He's now working on a partnership with the government of Senegal to implement tax-free policies and incentives he wants to attract business. He is dead serious about it. He really, it's going to resemble Wakanda. This is what he's going for.
Okay.
He wants it to have all the latest, most progressive technology. He believes it's in the perfect geographical location to make that happen. I guess he's going to drop something on YouTube to share the whole thing. But if you do a search for this, you can, you know, he's got a whole 3D rendering and everything else. So Akon is building Wakanda. Thank God someone is. I freaking love that place.
I hope he's not using his own cash for it. You know what I mean?
I'm with you, but people have to, you know, you gotta fuel your dream, and that can't be a dream too many people have.
All right.
Maybe though. I don't know. I don't know much about Senegal.
I don't either.
So,
but I don't know much about Germany. I've never been. I looked up a map and I was like, "Oh, there's Berlin, okay, and where they are now. There's
Dusseldorf.
Quite a distance between the two cities."
Look up Mietendorf.
They must have
Mietendorf.
What?
Where I stayed in Germany, Mietendorf. It's down in southern. It's in like Bavaria.
So close to Berlin.
It's not close to Berlin. It's closer to München.
Boy, I really.
It's okay. You don't have to look. The Cure.
Hey, Jane. I love The Cure.
Hey, Jane, The Cure. There is a new album coming. Definitely, Robert Smith says it will definitely arrive in 2020.
I will listen to it.
Yeah.
And I won't buy it because I don't do that anymore. But I will have that.
And, there was a rumor that he had three records in the works. But now he's saying, okay, the first one will definitely be out soon. We're wrapping it up now. It's going to be mixed. But until it's completed, no one will believe me. I look forward to it coming out more than anyone else. Trust me.
I love him.
When he was asked about the other two, he said, there's only two. The third thing is just me. It's just an hour of me. So two Cure albums and a just Robert Smith album.
Okay.
But I don't have a date, but he is saying it will definitely arrive in 2020.
What's the name of the place you went?
Mietendorf.
What?
Well, we were in München, which is not what it's called in American. I can't even think what it's called. Munich. We were
Munich.
Munich.
Okay, I know where you are.
We drove about 3 hours south of there.
South of the
tiny little town of Mittenwald.
Mittenwald.
I think it's Mittenwald.
And what is your review of Mittenwald?
Mittenwald? Delicious. It was actually the most picturesque storybook town I've ever. When we drove in, all our mouths fell open like, oh, are we actually, this is beautiful. It's all that like, I think it's called Tyrolean architecture. It looks like chalets and stuff.
Oh.
It's freaking beautiful. It's gorgeous. In the Alps.
Have you found it yet, Van?
No, I haven't.
So, Munich's right here.
Oh, was very close.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, I was way to you. How many hours did you say you drove?
It's a couple hours south. It's so, so beautiful. It's right in the Alps near the Italian, actually near the Austrian border.
Well, it's a W.
Mittenwald.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was, W. I
well,
said
Well, the
that.
Way you pronounced it.
That's how you say it.
I see. Yeah, I know.
You
I
don't know
just hard
how
to spell
say
after
it.
You hear it
you
know.
We call it Mittenwald.
Well, you don't know how to spell Berlin. That's hard to spell.
Berlin
you know.
Is hard to you spell. Right.
Figure that one.
Is it
like
near
Beijing.
Wolf Ratchhausen?
I don't know.
Oh.
I don't know the surrounding area. All right, what's coming up in the news, Vin?
Oh, geez, you caught me looking at a map.
I love maps.
Disneyland's going to raise their prices.
Uh-oh.
And we'll all pay.
Oh, yes, we will.
And more after these.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.